You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
I ain't dancing in a minute.
I just imagine that was a pair of titties.
Where?
Lift them?
Drop them. All right. We're back in business.
We are back.
Wow. Good one. Makes a lot of sense now.
Yo, let's see. Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. This is your host, Al, the PhD in pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions, class of 01. Yes, I graduated Magnum Cum Laude XL. I drink rum, a jerk off, and I always have 100 tabs and running. Sitting to my right is the co-pilot of this wild ass porn ride, the homie, the main man, 50 grand, first officer County Trill, aka the man who went to Philly and ran up the steps like Rocky butt naked just to show that city some brotherly love.
Dick swinging.
Yo, I did not abandon the podcast.
No.
Did not abandon the Instagram. I've just been fucking exhausted.
Life comes at you fast, bro.
Ooh. And I didn't realize that it takes, like, I would take, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 days. Like, I know sometimes y'all watch this and be like, oh, shit, that shit's just random. It's not really random. Like, I would kind of play it out, like, 3 or 4 days in my head. We go back and forth. Hey, what about this? What about that? Over the course of a week, maybe two. And my job is kicking my ass. And all I want to do is fucking sleep. So I don't have the mental capacity to think about the podcast. So that's why it's been so fucking long. But things are falling. Timber. But yes, we are back. We're coming into I get, and plus on top of that, I don't like winter. I fucking hate winter. Not that I don't like the dreariness of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like when spring comes around, like that's when I start to like feel like it's a new year. Like I'm awake again. Cause January, February, shit's miserable and it's just like, eh.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the reason why our season premiere for the regular podcast came so late. It's like,
yeah.
I want to take a break. Like, the kids are off. Let me be a kid.
Yeah. You know, the weather's just, yeah. But we are back. And I don't have my laptop with me, but that's okay. Let's see. We're going to start off with the porn, not porn clip of the week, but the porn clip. So I was on the hub.
The hub.
And everybody knows I love me some ebony anal. That's just a great category.
Why? I don't think we ever discussed like how like the first time you put your penis in a woman's butthole.
Hot dog in a bun.
How did we get there? Like how did you get to that point? Like, you know, you got more than one hole. How did you get there?
Let's see. The first time I did it, I was early 20s. I guess it came from like Watching porn in the 90s. There were a lot of stars who did it, but it was just, it wasn't a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You 17, you in high school, college, whatever, you know, you trying to get your little pecker wet. And it was like one of the things, like, just like young women aren't into it. Right. But me being the young dumbass that I am, I'm watching it on porn. Like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
And so, but then, you know, you just kind of, you try it once and you like, oh, she's like, what? And you're like, oh, okay, that's not.
You ain't the one.
Yeah.
You are not the one. This is too much for you.
And then so just, you
pause.
Know.
Yeah. Pause. Pause.
And then so it's just, you know, the first time I did it, you know, you just realize you got to, you know, lay some groundwork, play with it a little bit, boom, 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 and then. Yeah. And then actually the first time I did it was with somebody, I was dating somebody who was way older than me.
What's way older than you, like 20 years?
No, at that time. Okay, I won't say way older. At that time, I think I might have been like 23. She might have been like 35.
Wow, that's impressive. How'd you pull that one?
Let's just say when you're in a city with a limited number of black men, you stand out. Mm. And they pretty much know who's a new face, and I had just moved there.
Was this Alaska?
Yeah, okay. I was in Anchorage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they was like, oh, you're new here. I mean, how can you tell? They like, look, we know. We know.
We know all the niggas.
Yeah.
Niggas.
So, yeah, you know, that was wild times. So, yeah, I think she was not new to it.
She was true to it. Top of the morning.
And so that was my introduction to butt sex. And personal introduction.
Is her name Yolanda?
Huh?
Is her name Yolanda?
No.
I feel like her name would be like Yolanda or Kim.
No, her name was Tracy.
Yeah. That was close.
Yeah.
It's one of them DMX names.
Oh man, we got, yeah. Yeah, we can cover that one day. But yeah, and then just from there, you know what I'm saying? It's just like it's cool. It's you know what I'm saying? So, let me see. Where were we?
This school was kind of wild.
I know, right? So, yeah. Pornhub. So, yeah. I searched, because you search for Ebony Ain on it. The category kind of narrows. You got to, I'm getting more clever with my search term.
Got to be specific.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Specific. There we go. Ooh.
So, I typed in Ebony Gape.
If you're tuning in, this is about to get wild. Oh God. Oh God. What, nigga? How'd you land on that?
Y'all about to learn something. So
about to teach you something.
So
you learn something.
How do I even go here? Let's see.
You don't even fuck go it. Here.
So, okay, you ever watched anal sex porn and like when they
I'm going to be honest, I can't say that I have. Oh. I don't really venture down that hole. The boy's a demon.
Oh, that's like the LeBron. No, the D-Way, you throw it up and you just look. And he's just coming behind. All right.
Make
so,
shut up, bro.
So, after you have, well, in porn, it's like when they have anal sex, and the woman's butthole is like really, really open.
Oh, the gaping hole.
The gaping
okay.
hole.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But.
A lot of puns here. And there are big puns. Pause.
Boricua. Morena.
Get it? Gaping. Big puns. Get it? Just.
Wow.
Ah, nigga. Serving to the dome, up. Nigga.
So, yeah. So basically, after you have anal sex or anal play or, you know, with a toy, it's a little stretched out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I searched. Came up on a whole lot of just awesome amateur videos. I'm talking like toys and squirting and princess plugs and butt plugs.
What's a princess plug?
A princess plug is it's shaped like a
Is that one shaped like a heart?
Well they it's basically anything with a jewel.
Okay.
They come in like different shapes, but most of them are round, but then they do have the heart ones.
Oh, okay.
You know the little the oh. three the oh. three.
My dad's hind on. Oh. 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 Fuck it.
Oh, okay. Salute.
Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, fuck it. This ain't my show.
So they actually have one with the you and this is wild. So they have one that lights up. Like a butt plug that lights up.
Whoa. That's gotta be wild in the dark.
Yo, you,
in the dark. In the dark, in the dark, in the dark. In the dark, in the dark, in the dark.
My bad. You're from Oakland now?
That was YG. Yeah. YG has a song called In the Dark. In the Dark. Go ahead. My bad.
And then they have one with a fidget spinner.
How?
It's on the end of a plug.
So what if she farts? Does it spin?
Wow.
she gonna fart that bitch out. It's gonna be a propeller. And she gonna fart the butt plug out. And it's gonna be a fucking helicopter. You remember when you was a kid? This shit happened now, but what? You know the little shits that be on the ground, you throw them in the air and they spin and around.
I'm thinking of the hats.
Little doink. Oh, it's just getting wild. Yeah. What a comeback.
So I'm watching the videos. I'm like, yo, that category is I was gonna say the category is nuts.
Nuts, but it's not ass. The boy's good.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you're on the hub, check out Ebony Gape.
That's wild.
It's yeah. And next, this is where it's gonna get wild. Put on your motherfucking seatbelts.
I'm strapped in
and strapped up.
You're good.
So we always shout out the homie Avery Jane.
Shout out to Avery Jane. I just had to follow her again. She had a different IG, I think.
I have not been on the IG like that in a minute.
I came across it probably about 2 weeks ago. It was a whole different IG. But, you know, I followed the family member.
but that's the thing. So if you go on X Videos.
Shout out to X Videos.
Shout out to X Videos.
Need that hoodie.
You there's different categories, right? There's straight. I think it says transgender, and then it says gay. Mm-hmm. You have to like actually pick one you want to go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why I don't fuck with Pornhub and shit. Pornhub,
it just mixes it all together.
Yeah, it's too many blended families.
Exactly. So here's the thing. So you know I'm on X Videos, and I search her name, and she pops up. She's now doing work for Anal Vids.
Okay.
So
Damon.
She is. The only way I can put it is like ever since she got her boob job, she's like LeBron when he went to the Heat.
Yeah.
She is.
That's going, a good reference. That's a good reference. Like they didn't make the playoffs, but
the first part of her career was cool. Like Cleveland made, playoffs a couple times, but then she got the boob job and was like, yo, I'm taking my talents everywhere.
There's 23 and then there's 6.
And she is definitely 6 right now.
6.
She is working.
Shout out to Avery Jane. Yeah. Man.
But here's the thing, like you said, so I go on Pornhub because a lot of videos. So the thing about it, if you know how to search porn, you can find like some of the shorter clips on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you search the other side, somebody somewhere has uploaded the whole clip.
Yeah.
So I'll do a lot of back and forth. That's why I always have 100 tabs open because I'm cross-referencing porn.
See, and you know what's funny? You end up in the rabbit hole because, you know, when you have when you watch a porn, you go down further enough, you see the comments.
Uh-huh.
And it's always a couple niggas in the comments like, where's the full vid? I like her. I want to fuck her. Yeah. Where's the full vid? And it's like,
let me go look for it.
I kind of want to see the full joint too. This was y'all gave me scenes that don't really match, and I feel like it's more than my climax. boy still doing good.
So I end up on Pornhub. I search Avery Jane. Mm-hmm. The first scene that pops up is a scene that she did with a guy in a transgender
woman. I seen her promoting that on Twitter.
I was not ready for that trailer.
Skip.
But I'm like, yo. And then I realized, like, yo, she is putting in work.
Yeah, man.
She is doing, she's like, fuck it. I'm fucking whoever, wherever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. She's doing good.
She's doing good. She's doing good. Hey.
She's putting in work.
She putting in work. So salute to her. But I was kind of shocked to see, not shocked, but I think it's cool she was recording for Anal Vids. Now listen, if you are a level 1 through 4 porn watcher, do not watch Anal Vids.
I'm like a 1.5 too.
You know, just stay away from it, because have to be prepared to see that level of filth.
See, if when you at like the level that I'm at in watching porn, shit like that, you end up just watching. You're like, you don't really, you like, damn, how she
getting 3 in the butt?
3? Whoa, that's a grenade,
bruh. It's it is wild. Damn, I'm talking,
how the fuck you get 3 in the butt,
man? I'm telling you, if you ain't ready, don't even click it. Because I had a friend, I was telling, this is before we actually started doing the podcast. And I was like, I was, you know, shooting an idea, running it by her. And she was like, oh, okay, cool, da 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 da. And I mentioned, because at the time, Anal Vids used to be called Legal Porno. So, I know, right? So, I'm telling her about it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I watch porn. That's cool. Oh, yeah, let me see. So, I showed her a quick clip. She was like, whoa. She was like, I was not ready.
Nigga, that's 3 in the butt is nuts, bro. Beans. Like, that, ew.
Yo, if you, TAP, just search TAP on X videos. Triple anal penetration.
These porn niggas are crafty. Niggas said that's like on the DL Cole shit. He was talking about his cousin, and his cousin was like, slap.
It's like
what? Sounds like a plan.
And you had no reason, just you got like, it makes sense. So yeah. you can try it if you're ready, but don't say that I did not warn you.
I'ma just listen to you. I'ma just listen, like, bro. It's not for you. You know what? I take your word for it.
Yeah, it's wild. But you know, I've actually been cutting back on porn. I just been, you know.
Dang. How you think I sleep at night?
You know,
bro. One out, keep one in the barrel, pow, 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 and you go to sleep. Yeah.
Wow, you got a whole bar.
Yeah, that was tight. Yeah.
You know,
thought the man should have been a Wu-Tang.
P-A-N-T-Y-R-A-I. Yeah. I did not know that spelled Panty Raider for a long time.
And he said, "Was it not a Panty Raider?"
Yeah, right?
Wow.
P-A-N-T-Y-R-A-I-D-E-R. Something, you don't cry. Meaning the one,
Yeah.
Yeah, I won a spelling bee or two as a kid.
Time out real quick. I was today years old when I found out Chaka Khan's real name ain't Chaka Khan. I was stumped. I said, nigga, Chaka Khan's name ain't Chaka Khan.
Nah, that's Yvette.
I couldn't fucking believe it. I'm looking at my phone. They was giving like a little history. She was a Black Panther. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she is a Black Panther. Yeah, whatever. Yep. And I'm like, ain't no way, boy. Nigga, Chaka Khan's name is not Chaka Khan.
No.
And it's Yvette. It's Yvette.
Miss Yvette was bad back in the day.
Yeah. Ooh. I always said Nicki Minaj kind of favors Chaka Khan when she was younger.
That's, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
but, yeah, yeah, boy. Miss Yvette, get it. But, yeah, so, let's see. Ebony Gate, Avery Jane. Let's see. Don't watch anal vids unless you ready to just, that's a rabbit hole for real, for real. But, so, damn it, I was going to say to get to the meat of this podcast, we are going to talk about a meme. And we kind of had the conversation going the other day. So, I saw a meme that said, women eat pussy better than men.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. We talked about this. I remember having a conversation at work one day. And I left that conversation knowing that these grown-ass men didn't know how to eat pussy. This nigga was like, in me, I think at that time I might have been 23, 24, something around that. And he was like, the nigga gonna say, yeah, cause I just eat everything. I just be looking at everything. And I'm looking at him like, you do what? He's like, yeah, I look on the sides, I look on the lips, I look in the hole and shit. And I'm just like, ew. Nigga, niggas don't know to stay on the clitoris.
Well, hold on. Hold on. That's now I'm gonna partially agree with you.
Okay.
Because then that video where they handed a bunch of dudes that picture.
I didn't watch the full video.
Oh, that shit's so hilarious. So it's a picture of
a vagina.
A vagina. And it's clear. Well, I won't say clearly because obviously it wasn't clearly. But there was a clitoris, there was the urethra, and there was the vaginal hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was the young lady in the video was handing this picture to guys and said, where is the clitoris? And these motherfuckers was like, here, 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 here.
It's under the hood.
It's right there. Yeah, it's right here. And I'm sitting there like, oh, y'all are fucked up.
Yeah.
So, number one, motherfuckers don't know where the clit is.
Yeah, we should have started there. Yeah.
But number two, as long as you know where the clit is and that you're supposed to spend at least 90% of the time there.
Yes.
You give the other 10 to everything else. 90-10. Maybe 85-15.
85-15?
87-13?
95-5?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
92-8.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 92. You know, you spend 92% of the time on the clit. The other 8%, you kind of, you know.
Tag your tag team partner in being the toy. Tag him in.
Yeah.
Tag that nigga in.
Bring in. Who? Bring in the vibrator, the wand, the glass dildo, bring in the butt plug.
Intense now. Yep, you're right.
You know
you're
what I'm saying? You bring all of that in and know where the G-spot is. That's.
But I don't know. I guess this can make sense for a lot of people that have sex aren't into pleasuring their partner, more or less getting the nut. For themselves.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's the issue with, I want to say a lot of guys. But I used to think like that because in my mind, whether I was some shit or not, I still fuck. So I don't give a fuck. But right. That's a young nigga mind.
That's how you get BDRs.
Bad dick reports.
You know?
Don't want that. Unless you just don't care and it's just like, you gave me bad report. But you was the teacher and you shouldn't have taught me. So now look at us.
Now speaking of teaching, you gotta go for them. You gotta learn them cues. You know what I'm saying? If you doing something and you down there licking the vagina, you know, as a man, as a male, if your partner like you know, you licking boom, 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 and then all of a sudden you do something. And they moan or they move just right, or they, then you like, oh, you know what? That's the spot. Right yeah. there. Right there. Stay right there.
Uh-huh. But it's nothing like, it's nothing like that occurring. And you forgot where you were, so now you got to start all over again. And it's like, damn, nigga, like, damn, girl, my fucking tongue is tight. You know, underneath your tongue, when the part that be attached to like your jawbone and your tongue and shit. And then like after a while, it's like, damn, god damn, I want to stop this shit. But you like, no, keep going. Oh, that was it. Oh, you fucked up. It's like, god damn it. And
don't be afraid. Like, first of all, as a man or as a male, ask questions. Ask.
Yes.
Ask.
Those are regular conversations you should be asking. That's a regular conversation in text message or sitting around the crib having a conversation with your partner. I learned that a lot of motherfuckers really just don't like their partners.
Right.
So they don't have these general questions about the sex life that they have in the relationship. They just, niggas just be winging it. That's not just men. A lot of it's a shared issue. Like, women do it too.
Yeah.
It just,
after 6 months, you just stop getting your dick sucked. You're like, hey. Apparently, yeah, okay.
My Jimmy wet every day.
Oh man. Oh shit. Oh my god.
I'm not sure how I don't know if that's gonna that's make
not
it going to, to.
That's not gonna go I'll over
be editing, I'll be editing in front of her, so I'll be like, oh, look at this. Don't you think this is funny?
And I can see that look. She just, nigga, no.
I have a lot of fun. I get away with a lot of stuff. I'm very thankful that my girlfriend isn't the typical girlfriend that gets mad at certain things that I say. That goes back to what I said. You gotta know your partner. You gotta love your partner. Your partner knows that who you are. They know your personality. Yeah. They know what you're gonna say might not be cool, but I'm cool with it.
Right.
But that person's cool with it or whatever. So
yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, don't be afraid to direct. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if your pussy is a movie, you're the director. Direct. You know? And cut. Or give me action.
Give me a movie title and replace it with the word pussy.
Pussy Hard instead of Die Hard.
Pussy in the Hood.
Do the Right Pussy. Oh, Better Pussy.
Rush Pussy. House Pussy 3.
Oh shit. You got Pussy Next Pussy and Pussy After Next.
Good. Oh shit. The Iron Pussy.
Wow. Guardians of the Pussy.
Very fucking good. You won that one. You won that one.
Oh shit. Oh man. Oh, this airplane took off at light speed. So yeah, you know, it's just, and you know what else you gotta master when eating pussy? Your breathing techniques.
Absolutely, bro.
Yo.
Go ahead. I
was gonna say, as a if you are a smoker and, or not even a smoker, like, just if you don't have the lung capacity, or you don't have your breathing right, mm-hmm. like you can die, and then it's like, well, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you gotta get that breathing right, you know, and yeah.
Come up for air. You gotta come up for air.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like you like in, and then it's just like you stand like this, it's like it's like, I couldn't demonstrate that on the mic, so that would have been wild. So I was like, glad my phone was right there.
Oh shit.
There ain't enough pauses in the world to save me from that.
Oh no.
We might have to cancel the whole YouTube channel.
But you know, here's where things will get kind of sticky. Because if we're saying that, because I read the meme, and it said women eat pussy better than men. Now, you know who could validate that? I'm going to say, in general, a woman who has had her pussy. Now.
You got somebody on the line?
No, because that's the thing. A lot of women won't admit, or it's not cool to admit to being bisexual, or like you can say it, but if a woman comes on and she's like, yo, I had my pussy ate, da 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 da, it's not cool to say it out loud. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in general, like, you got two dudes sitting here talking about that, but in reality, we need a woman sitting here who can be like, yeah.
Validation.
Yeah. But because then.
Unpartial, too. Like, we be having Lauren on, and it's just like, it's Lauren.
Yeah, right.
It's Lauren.
But see, I don't say y'all, but creepy motherfuckers would see that, you know, we get a woman on, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't have my pussy, blah, blah, blah. And motherfuckers be in the comments, what's her name?
What's her at?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's where people don't respect other people's sexuality. Mm-hmm. Don't respect other people's just being like, okay, if your woman likes getting her pussy, okay, cool. That's her. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Or if a woman likes eating pussy, okay, cool. That's her.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to, you know. But that's where a lot of, I won't say a lot, but some of the women that I've met or conversated with, it was like, yeah, I want to do that, or I like doing that every now and then, but, you
like
know.
Like eating pussy every now and then?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You know, but, you know, I was with this dude, and they look at it this way, and, you know, I'm a whore, I'm a freak, or I'm a, you know what I'm saying?
Whore!
Yeah. You know, or they, you know, feel some kind of way that they can't express that part of themselves for fear of being ostracized in some way. You know, shit, hey, me, hey, do what the fuck you want to do. If it feels good, do it. That's my motto.
Facts.
It hasn't always been a good one, but, you know, if it feels good, do it. You know, just do it well. So yeah, this,
that was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
You know, but yeah, man, we back, you know what I'm saying? It might not be every week, might be once a month.
The impact is still there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, oop, shit. You know what I'm saying? We still coming long and strong.
Pause. Yeah. Pause.
So let's see. Let's see. Eat clean. It tastes better. Drink water. Keep your pee clear. Go get your balls waxed. Go get your pussy lips waxed. Man, I seen a woman with no areolas.
Did she have, was it still a titty though?
It was. She had titties.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like breast cancer or something.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. So yeah, I got to show you this. The homies in this other group chat, it was crazy, and I was like, "Yo, Corey, got to see this."
She had no areolas.
She had no areolas, bruh.
So when they lick her titties, they licking bald heads,
bruh. When you see it, wow, wow, wow. Man is a fucking demon.
A menace. That is one sick Negro.
Yo, where's that shit at? God damn.
That brother starving.
How are we allowed to even operate, bro?
Oh, no.
Let me see. Well, anyway, I'm gonna find it, cause yeah, I couldn't believe it, but yeah, shout out to women with big brown areolas. Let's see what else. Yeah, any shout outs, man?
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Lauren. Lauren Pree. Shout out to Liz. I adore Liz. I adore all of Lauren's friends. I think they are very, very, very nice people, bro. They are just so welcoming and just nice people.
Liz is mad wholesome.
Yeah, I love her, bro. She's always cooking and baking. Yeah, man. And it's like, is her areola's tech? How is she? Wow, that's impressive. Damn. She really don't got no areolas.
She ain't got no areolas.
Liz. Shout out to Liz. Playlist.
Check out Liz.
Probably a cookbook at some point.
I'm gonna ask
her that. Yeah. Shout out to
I think this morning it was what, bread? Or yesterday?
I think so, like garlic bread.
Something.
I think she had made like a pizza one day.
Yeah. She made a Detroit deep dish.
Yeah.
You know I peeped it. I peeped that lady. I was checking because I was about to be like, yo, that's not a deep dish. Her making a Detroit deep dish was like if I got on live and was like, yo, I'm about to make a Philly cheesesteak. Motherfuckers would be like,
tuned in.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Shout out to Jabrosa, man. That motherfucker's full steam ahead.
Don't stop, man. That's good.
Nah, he really don't. He is a hustler's hustler. I'm lazy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm lazy. He literally lives by that hustle, juice, rest. That dude is on it. So make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast YouTube channel. Check out the last episode. You will see that we have the one and only Huss in the motherfucking place to be. He is in the great state of Maryland, and he loves it. You know what I'm saying? So we are definitely going to get him on here, because if you want to talk about somebody who's going to talk about some spicy shit, it's going to be Huss. He is going to be right there in that seat. And shout out to Drea. You know, but we, as you can see, we are back full steam motherfucking head. Shout out to everybody who's about to get some motherfucking rest in the upcoming weeks, because Lord knows motherfuckers need it. Let me see. I can't think of anything else. If I do, oh well, fuck it. If I don't, oh well, fuck it. And then just fuck it. Laptop Chronicles out.